between two different bike racks. And, you know, I wasn't under any pretense that I could hold it for very long, but I just wanted to, you know, make sure that we could get more people down and get our CDU units time to answer the call. So we started grappling over the bike racks. I felt the bike rack come on top of my head, and I was pushed backwards. And my foot caught the stair behind me, and I my chin hit the handrail, and then at that point I had blacked out, but my the back of my head clipped the concrete stairs behind me.
And you were knocked unconscious, is that right, Officer Edwards?
Yes, ma'am.
But then when you regained consciousness, even with the injuries, you returned to duty, is that right?
Yes, ma'am. You know, at that time, adrenaline kicked in. I ran towards the west front, and I tried to hold the line at the Senate steps at the Lower West Terrace. More people kept coming at us. It just seemed like, you know, more and more people started, you know, coming onto the west front. They started overpowering us. And that was right about when MPD's officers showed up. Their bike officers pushed the crowd back and allowed our CDU units, as well as theirs, to form that line that you see, that very thin line between us and the protesters or the rioters, you know, at that time. I fell behind that line. And for a while, I started decontaminating people who had gotten sprayed and treating people medically who needed it. When I fell behind that line and I saw, I can just remember my breath catching in my throat, because what I saw was just a war scene. It was something like I had seen out of the movies. I couldn't believe my eyes. There were officers on the ground. You know, they were bleeding. They were throwing up. They were, you know, they had. I mean, I saw friends with blood all over their faces. I was slipping in people's blood. You know, I was catching people as they fell. It was carnage. It was chaos. I can't even describe what I saw.
Capitol Police Officer Carolyn Edwards, who suffered a traumatic brain injury on January 6th. She was questioned by Republican Congress member Vice Chair Liz Cheney. That does it for today's show and our recap of the first public hearing of the U.S. House Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol. The committee holds its next hearing Monday morning. We will live stream it at 10 a.m. Eastern at democracynow.org. On Monday on Democracy Now!, we will speak with Democracy Now! Co-host Juan Gonzalez about his newly updated edition of the landmark book, Harvest of Empire, A History of Latinos in America. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Fels, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Terracena, Tommy Warrenoff, Camille Baker, Tarina Nadura, Sam Malkoff, Tamari Astudio, John Hamilton, Ravi Karan, Honey Masood. I'm Amy Goodman. Stay safe.
RCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM rocks.
Oh, This house that I built is just for you. Oh, yeah. And in each room, there's so much love that waits on you. Oh, yeah. Come and take it. My love waits on you. 'Cause this house is in these arms of mine. Oh, yeah. This house that I built on has so much to offer you. Oh, yeah. That really loves you. Oh, yeah. Come on in. Let me show that this house is in these arms of mine. Oh, yeah. This house, this house, this house, this house, this house, oh, this house, this house, this house, this house, this house. Don't worry. Oh, the elevator broke.
I'm gonna write a tear-stained letter. I'm gonna mail it straight to you. I'm gonna bring back to your mind what you said about always being true, about our secret hiding places being daily satisfied. I can see you sitting and reading it while you hang your head and cry. I just hope you're not so sad that you're gonna go down suicide. I'm gonna write a tear-stained letter, put it special delivery, 'cause it's gonna be full of stuff that's only known to you and me. About half the time I get turned on, you turn me off and bring me down. It'll be about the darkest news that ever did arrive in your hometown. It'll be about the saddest thing your mailman ever did bring around. I'm gonna write a tear-stained letter. I'm gonna tell you one more time that you still could reconsider and come back to being mine. And if you think about what I'm saying, it'd be hard to refuse. Just be sure you think a long time on the answer that you choose. It will be a most important piece, a personal private news. I'm gonna write a tear-stained letter, mark it personal private news. And I hope you'll keep it to yourself and don't go around crying the blues, giving off a bad impression as to what went really wrong, when what it was that suddenly the music was all gone, and this man and woman got cut off in the middle of our song. I'm gonna write a tear-stained letter. I'm gonna put it to a tune, so I'll be sending with it a sweet melody for you, and not some red-hot upbeat zinger meant to set your body on fire, but a hunk of love included meant to take you a little higher and to settle on your sweet, sweet mind at night when you retire. I'm gonna write a tear-stained letter.
Cause in my mind, the room beyond is bathed in golden light. Well, I dream about you through the day and I toss and turn at night. Well, sometimes it's hard to understand when they say that pride's a sin. Well, should I go or should I stay on the outside looking in? The next time my baby leave me, I got to find me a part-time lover. The people in the cemetery, they're not all alone. Some turn to dust and some have bone. I'd rather be dead, sleeping in my grave. I don't want to be lonely. Each and every day she came home this morning, I asked her where she'd been. She said, don't answer me no question, Daddy, because I'll be leaving again. That's why I'm gonna find me, I've got to find me a part-time love. The next time, my baby leave me, I've got to find me a part-time lover. Woman wants to leave me all alone. I've done the best that I could. I gave her everything I thought she wanted, and then she walked on me. And that's why I'm lonely, you see.
Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those dumb things exactly like you. You make me feel so grand, I want to hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little dreams I'm dreaming, schemes I'm scheming. Now I know why mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you.
WRCT Pittsburgh, your oil revival station.
kahiaka, ona ike awa kea.
Thank you. Sexual, tienes trucos, son casi perfectos. No quiero ser objeto sexual. Me calientas, después te vas.
¿Quieres?
No, 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 no.
Si quieres.
¿Por qué?
No.
Quizás.
¿Por qué?
No. A lo mejor.
Sí. No. Sí. No. No quiero ser objeto sexual. Tienes trucos. Casi perfectos. No quiero ser objeto sexual. No ocultes tus sentimientos.
¿Quieres?
No, no, no.
Si quieres.
¿Por qué?
No. Quizás.
¿Por qué?
No. A lo mejor.
Si quieres,
no, 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 no.
Si quieres,
¿por qué?
No.
Quizás,
¿por qué?
No. A lo mejor.
We'll be right back. WRCT Pittsburgh. We're always here for you.
What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time, when the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home. Listening to his stereo.
Yeah, and you're listening to Zombo listening to his stereo. And it's a stereo that goes back as part of a time machine, too, because this is Zombo's Deep Archive. That's what you're listening to every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m., as long as they'll let me do this. I am digging up super old shows and rebroadcasting them for you. So they go back 13 years. They go, actually, I've been on the radio for probably close to three decades, but these are the first shows that I have done that they archived digitally, so I got to, they're good quality, so they're definitely worth rebroadcasting. So today's show, or the show from 13 years ago, was a beautiful day, May the 1st, the first day of May, 2009. Yeah, that is the way to get things rolling. If you know March of the Marionettes, for people who don't know, that's the actual name of the song of the Alfred Hitchcock theme song, and that's by the Pyronauts. Started off with Boyd Bennett, of course, with Cool Disc Jockey. Man, Zombo here in your brain already, and it's 10 o'clock. I was thinking of doing shows about May and May, this word's May in it. And, I got 9 songs. Let's see if I can make it last 5 hours. I think I might do it today. I've been double dog dared to play music of all dead black guys. Yeah, why not? Hey, I don't know. What else? Professor Longhair. Black and dead.